Once we set an outcome, a goal, a target, how do we predict its achievement? How do we influence ourselves, our family, our team, or our clients to consistently move toward the achievement of the target, right? The big G, the big important goal, right? And how do we make sure we won't lose momentum or get stuck or get into all familiar excitement of the idea of the goal just to have it wear off and become just another disappointment? Hey, what's up, my friends? Satoru Mateo here, and welcome to a brand new episode of Half-Assed to Badass. This is part 4 of the final part of Dominate 2019 series, which is about finding the key activities to predictably hit your targets and how to use your brain for maximum achievement. If you haven't listened to the previous sessions of Dominate 2019, go check it out and make sure to do the assignments, because it will not only make a lot of sense to you, but you will also be able to make significant progress. Sound good? Now, before we get into the training, I want to share with you how I implement this into my life. And one of the ways is, in 2001, I decided I was going to record a musical album. I wanted to become a solo artist. And there was just one problem. I didn't know how to sing. Okay? Major problem, right? I never really sang growing up, except I really wanted to, right? As a teenager, I was in a band where I played guitar, and they always told me to not sing, okay? The only place I sang without people making funny faces was by myself in the car. And I was very self-conscious about it. I always dreamed about being able to belt it out. I mean, come on, I grew up listening to Bon Jovi, Whitesnake, and all the cool 80s rock bands, right? But one thing I had learned being a world champion in karate is always learn from and train with the best. And I remember when I was around Tony Robbins that he had this vocal coach that was supposed to be the best in the world. Well, that was not an understatement. He's been the vocal coach of every famous artist you can imagine, from Michael Jackson to Def Leppard, Eminem, Chicago, to more current artists like Selena Gomez, Gwen Stefani, Demi Lovato, Lady Gaga. He even taught Bradley Cooper to sing in the movie A Star Is Born. And if you don't know this, he had no vocal experience or talent at all, if you ask him, okay? And now, I knew what I wanted. The target was clear, and I was focused. But if you know what you want, and even if you know why you want it, but you don't take any action, more important, have specific strategic activities to consistently implement, the chance of getting what you want is just a fantasy. I booked a private lesson with Roger Love every week for almost 2 years. And once a week, sometimes twice a week, I would go there and sing. And he wasn't cheap. I mean, I can tell you that. But this was so important to me. I would do his vocal warm-ups every day. I would block time to sing by myself for 2 hours every single day outside of my lessons with him. And I would sing on the drive to and from his lessons, right? From his studio. And I would record my voice and listen to it. And most of the time, it didn't sound like how I wanted it to sound, right? But I kept practicing. I kept making adjustments. And I would sing after famous male and female voices just to get a bigger range in my voice. And I really practiced. In 2003, I released a musical album. I recorded the 10 songs, I wrote the music, the lyrics, I played the guitar, and the biggest part of all, I sang all the songs. I even had a single playing on the radio. Focus without execution leads you to a town called nowhere. So anyway, let's jump into the training and get clarity on how to close the gap on the goals you set, and how to go from living in a fantasy to an actual achievable experience that you can enjoy. Oh, before I forget, I got 2 cool things for you. First, if you listen to this and you're thinking, hey, I want some more hands-on training, right? I want to learn more, and you want to be part of a community of badasses just like yourself, you can go to halfasstobadass.com and join the waitlist, because we're in the middle of creating something super cool. And if you're liking this experience, the community we're building will blow your mind for sure. We haven't officially opened the doors yet, but by getting your name on the VIP list, you'll be the first to know when it's live. Sound exciting? Well, we're very excited about this. And actually, the more accurate word would be inspired. I can't wait to share this with you. So if you want to do this, go to halfassedbadass.com and go and sign up for on the wait list. Second, at the end of today's episode, I got a surprise for you. So stick with us to the end. And now, before we jump into the training, here is the intro. Let's do it. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of the elite. My name is Satori Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Assed to Badass podcast.
When we set the goal, right, that's just a way to tell you if you have achieved your goal. The activities tell you if you're likely to achieve your goals, right? So we're using these as a way to track those activities that has the highest leverage, the highest possibility, probability of you actually achieving your goals. Okay, so here's what I mean by that. A goal is that target that lets you know whether you have achieved your goal, whether you won, right? It's like it's showing, oh, this is where they were, and this is where they want to go, and this is by when, so we know that they achieved the thing. Okay, that's what it is. The goal in and of itself, it's just a target. It is not the actual thing that needs to be in place to reach the target. And this is one of the main reasons why people don't succeed. Because they set a target, right? They set a target, which is people do with when they set goals, right? They say, New Year's. Okay, this year, I'm going to make $1 million. This year, I'm gonna lose 20 pounds. This year, I am going to travel around the world. This year, like, it's a thing that they say. They're stating a target. And very often, like I said, they're very unspecific and unclear. But they're setting targets that are just preferences. See, when you're setting goals aligned with your values, they're not preferences. They're like live or die for. This is what matters to you. That's the critical component here. But now, what makes this happen are the activities, the actions, the drivers that closes the gap and makes you see whether you are moving closer to that target or not. So those are the actions, the things that drive you, right? The habits that make it real. So what I want you to look at, I want you to look at your goals that you wrote down, right? And if you're not clear on both of them, what they really are, pick one. Pick the one that really matters to you most. That really matters to you most. And what I want us to do here right now, I want us to find, let's brainstorm, let's take a few minutes and brainstorm the activities, the actual activities that will take us there. And so we can have lots of activities. So right now we're just in the phase of just brainstorming the activities. We're not going to do all the activities. Some of these activities, 20% or 10% or 5% or 2% of these activities will lead you to achieve your big G. To achieve that big, important goal for you. Right? Some of them will, and some of them won't. But let's get clear on them. So let's get very focused on it. I'm going to give you a couple minutes here to just, let's brainstorm activities. Right? So they're going to take you there. So there's going to be activities that are measurable, right? I'm going to give you some key distinctions here. Right, that will help you to consider the possibilities right now. We're just brainstorming right now. So think about this. What could we do that we've never done before that might make all the difference for you to achieve that big G, that big important goal? I think about that. What is something that you haven't done? Because if you think about the things that you already have done, they obviously didn't take you there. It may not mean that they were not good. You may have to refine them. But let's just ask that one question. What could I do? What's the one thing I could do that I've never done before that actually might make all the difference for me to achieve this thing? There's one question you can look at. You may also look at another question here. What strengths do you have, or what strength does a team that you have, a family that you have, a mentor that you have, what strengths could you leverage? Like, where are some of the pockets of your strengths, some of your superpowers? What are some of the people that you know? Who do you know that could potentially be a leverage point for you? Right? So we're looking at the strengths, right? Looking at the strengths here. Your strengths. What are your strengths? Okay, let's consider the third question. What weaknesses might keep you from achieving that big goal? Right, what are those obstacles that I mentioned earlier? What are the obstacles that actually slow you down that we could remove? And what could you be doing more consistently? So I want you just to brainstorm it right now. Let's brainstorm it. Because if I say to you, I want to increase revenue from, you know, 1 million to 5 million, okay, that's a big gap between where I am and where I want to be. What activities would I need to take? What activities that I've never thought about before could probably work? What strengths of mine could take me there? What weaknesses would I have to remove to take me there? Right? If I want to deepen my intimacy with my spouse, what would I need to do? What strengths do I have? If I want to, you know, get stronger, I want to build muscle mass, but I want to remove, you know, excess weight, I want to burn fat. Okay, what specific actions, what activities can I engage in? So think about this. These are the activities that you can measure, right? It's activities. So if I want to make more money, what? Well, maybe an activity would be I go live every day and I make a pitch, right? I make an offer every day. Right? It could be I call 20 people every day or every week. It could be I take a walk for 20 minutes every day or 3 times a week. What's an activity that is measurable that you will know if you did or not? Just brainstorm it. So take 3 minutes right now. Go for it. Stay focused solely on the ideas that will drive the goal. Don't drift into the kind of general ideas here or good things, but rather the things that will impact the big goal. What things will directly impact your big G? Stay focused on it. Breathe. Be present. Think about the big goal that you have, the most important goal, the most meaningful goal that you want to accomplish. What activities could possibly take you there? What will move and drive that goal? Think about it. Breathe it. Feel it. Explore it. Just explore. Don't judge it. Just explore it. Think about what it is. And realize as we're doing this, as we're thinking about these ideas, I'm not going to ask you to do all of these things. No, there's no doubt that they're all good things to do. But the more you try to do, the more you try to implement, the less energy you'll have to give to the one thing that actually matters. But right now, we're just capturing the ideas. But as we're looking for it, we're going to look for the one or two activities that's going to have the most leverage to move you, to move that big rock. So we're removing friction, removing all the non-essentials and only focusing on the things that are essential, that matter. It's all about precision. Precision. Okay, time. Here's what we're going to do here. What I want you to do is we're going to look at these. Let's look at these ideas that you have, and I want you to ask yourself this question or these questions as you're measuring if these are the good choices or not for you. First of all, are they predictive of actually moving you towards it? So think about your goal that you want to accomplish. Is it an activity that is moving you that is predictive? That it's like it's pretty predictable. If I do this, right? Let's just take something stupid or silly or easy to think about as losing weight, right? So you can say, well, if I consume more calories than I move, then I'm not going to lose weight, right? If I consume less calories, right, and I expand more calories, it's predictive that I'm going to lose weight, right? But that's just a simplistic way of looking at it. It's not necessarily the truth, right, of the actual activities. You need to measure it. Otherwise, it just becomes a concept. So the question is predictive, number one. Number two, I want you to look at it. Is it influenceable? Can you influence this activity? In other words, if it's not influenceable, if it's up to someone else, right, that's not a good sign, because you won't do it or you can't control it because you're not able to influence it. So is it influenceable? Is the activity influenceable? Is it a process? Is it something that you just do once and it's done? Or is it an activity that you can consistently implement and use? And think about that. Look at it, and all the same thing there, right? Is it dependent on you, or is it dependent on someone else? I want you to look at, is it measurable? Can it be measured? Right? If I take a walk for 20 minutes every day, it's measurable. Right? If I make 20 calls a day, it's measurable. If I do intermittent fasting and I don't eat breakfast from the time I wake up till noon, it's measurable. So is it measurable? And the other thing I want you to ask yourself, is it worth measuring? Is the thing that you wrote down, is it worth measuring? I mean, in other words, let's look at the leverage here, okay? So first of all, test to see if it's something that is predictive, right? So brainstorm that. Then I want you to look at it if it's influenceable, that you are the one able to influence it, that you can, in other words, you can control it, whether it's happening or not, right? And I want you to look at it if it's measurable and if it's worth measuring, right? So the idea here, or the ideal measure, is an action that moves the big goal, right? And that you can, an activity that you can take without a significant dependence on other people, right? And I want you to look at it as a once and done, like meaning, is it a habitual thing? Is it a habit that you get it put in place? Or if it's just a once and done, right? Then it means just maybe temporary improvement. So if I say I'm going to go on a diet for 2 weeks, well, that's not a habit. And once you're done with that diet in 2 weeks, right, you did a cleanse, or you did whatever, you did something for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, so then it's over. So if you don't have a habit in place, you it's not something that you are going to be able to consistently keep and do, right? So we're looking for sustainability, right? A behavior change. It's got to be a behavior change.
Awesome. How'd you like that? Hope this Dominate 2019 four-part series has been valuable for you and that you got some really clear insights. More important, that you implemented what you learned. Did you stop and do the assignments? Did you answer the questions? If you didn't, get to it, okay? It's so easy to put things off, right? I mean, I know. I don't know how many times I've listened to amazing information and then done nothing with it. Listen, this is the key if you want to close the gap to your most important goals. Anyway, if you haven't set goals that are in alignment with your values, go back and listen to part two of this again. There's some additional key concepts to talk about here that matter. One is to create a scoreboard for yourself or your team. If you don't know how to win, if you don't know where you are, if you're winning or losing, it becomes really tough to stay on track or even keep going, right? I mean, just imagine going to a game and there was no scores. You probably lose interest pretty quickly. You agree? Second key principle is time blocking. If you want to make massive progress toward your most important targets and get there, you want to make time blocking one of your non-negotiables. This means blocking big blocks of time daily toward what you want, toward what matters. And you protect that time with your life, right? Like I did with my singing. Same thing that when I wrote my book or creating the podcast or anything else that matters in my life. And you want to do the same for the things that matter to you. Okay, remember I said I have a surprise at the end of today's episode? Well, I intend to keep my promise. Listen, if you thought this training was powerful and you want to complete the recordings of Dominate 2019, including the Q&A and the assignments that came with this training, I made them available to this badass community. Cool, right? All you need to do is just go to satoriclass.com, SatoriClass.com. Satori Class. But that's not all. When you get Dominate 2019 today, you'll also get a special invitation to be my guest in our next live training of Dominate. How cool is that? Again, just go to satoriclass.com and get Dominate. In the next episode of Half-Assed to Badass, I have a special guest, so make sure you tune in. Talk to you soon. Boom! How did you like that? Hope you enjoyed the training and you found it valuable and you feel like this can help someone else. Please share this information. That's how we keep making an impact. It's because of people like you that we can continue doing this. If you want to grow and scale your business, you're probably studying a lot, and that's great. You're probably studying all the different strategies out there, right? That's also great. But the hardest part is figuring out how to remove overwhelm and friction and get done what matters without burning yourself out and without killing yourself in the process. Is that making sense? That's what I struggled with for a while until I learned the secrets of precision-based growth. So if you're wondering how precision-based growth can work in your business or life, I created a special opportunity for you to get on a call with me to get on a track with the right focus and, more important, how to maximize growth, maximize efficiency, and simplify. You're not alone. Want to talk? Spots are extremely limited, so if you're serious and you want me to personally answer your direct questions, you can apply for your spot by going to talktosatori.com. Again, that's talktosatori.com.